play it again. I'm John Johnson, and we'll play it over and over and over again next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When you do a lot of interviews with the media on some topics over the years, you find yourself basically giving that same pitch over and over and over again. A few friends of mine have even joked that when I hear a certain topic, I just select a button and hit play, and there goes the tape. I had another one of those moments again recently where a sports editor from a small daily paper in the middle of the state wanted to write a story about sportsmanship. He thought he had some issues in his community, and he felt that the message needed to get out, and he wanted some comments from an MHSAA point of view. Well, roll the tape. It's not hard for me to ever talk about sportsmanship because it's a core value of what we do. If we don't promote and get good sportsmanship at our educational athletic events, schools might as well stop sponsoring these programs. We'd be then just the same as youth sports and college sports and professional sports, and basically every other level of sports by every other sponsor that barely pays lip service to sportsmanship anymore. And when we stop being different, the value of our brand bottoms out. Sportsmanship needs constant attention because 25% of our audience turns over every year. And you certainly can't assume that these kids and parents live by, or for that matter, know anything about or have even heard of, the Golden Rule. So local school administrators have to describe and demand good sporting behavior of their coaches, their student athletes, their student bodies, and their community. And most do a decent job. Consider that on any night this winter, you could have upwards of 1,000 basketball games being played, and most of them take place without any breakdowns in civility or respect. And it happens because we make it important, and we work at it. We plan for it to happen. Well, the tape played on, and then we covered parental perspective issues about playing time, which can actually lead to some awfully poor sportsmanship by parents towards coaches. And after about 15 minutes, we wrapped up the interview, and I stopped and rewound the tape to get ready for the next time. And we'll never stop playing that tape over and over because we'll never stop promoting good sportsmanship. Back with more in a moment.
Why do they officiate? Here's what they said.
I officiate because I love to be involved in the sport, and it continues to keep me in shape. It gives me an opportunity to be part of the activities as they still go on.
And I feel that I can make a difference and be a role model to a lot of young, aspiring officials, and especially females, which we really need.
You can be a high school referee. Just call or click the MHSAA. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
Still looking for a great holiday gift? How about a DVD of an MHSAA championship event from this past fall season or from years past? Go out to prepfilms.com to check out hundreds of titles produced by the MHSAA Network and Fox Sports Detroit. Relive the moment with a championship DVD for Christmas from prepfilms.com. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.